Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, your friend Hillary Clinton is in. I had to ask you about that. That happened over the weekend. And here's the key thing. You know, you were a longtime politician. Were you surprised at the way she announced and got into the Scooby-Doo mobile and decided to go that route instead of laying out a little bit more of a plan with some issues?
Well, you know, a couple of things surprised me, and I really gave it a lot of thought today as I did stations across the U.S., and I came to my own personal analysis of it. It's a brilliant strategy. It really is. Now, she's going to take some hits, but she's going to take hits anyway. I don't care what she does, she's going to take hits. You know, they're making fun of the Scooby-Doo wagon. What she's done is, first of all, she kind of modernized the announcement in a way. She didn't do the 10,000-person arena deal. She's now went to the small events, you know, stopping by for coffee with four people, a little 22-some, you know, student deal. And as people rant and rave and, you know, all the Republicans are saying things about her, she's kind of went back to the grassroots deal. It's so shocking for a non-staged, you know, series of events, which normally, you know, you've got it all staged. I've been to hundreds of them. You know how they are. Mm-hmm. And I just looked at this thing today. I'm like, wow, really different strategy.
All right. So you like it. You are the first person, period, to call and say that you like it. So maybe like there is something to that. Marco Rubio just slammed her to the ground and said, why are we going back to yesterday? I mean, because she had said that. Why do we go back to yesterday? So I think they're going to pound that to the ground, definitely. That why is it the same old thing that we're doing a throwback? But who knows? I mean, maybe it does work for her. In the polls, she's ahead of everybody still.
Well, they're going to do it. But on this one, it's a fascinating technique, and I mean, it's just that it's back to old style politics extreme. I mean, back to when I first ran in 1980, you know, the little home meet and greets and things.
Mm-hmm.
And then as time went on, you have to have the more planned big events. But for the presidential level, it's, you know, usually starstruck city, and you have to have the backdrop. You have the church. You know, Ted Cruz did everything except float across the top of the altar. You know, and that's next week. And then, you know, Rubio, I thought really honestly had a decent kickoff.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
I did too.
But they were expecting out of Hillary Clinton the glitz, the drums, the music, the, you know, the arena, like the coronation, and she just became Hillary Rodham Clinton. You know, back I'm digging out my old White House picture. She's reminding me of those days.
I know. I saw you had massive hair.
That's right.
Not that you don't have any hair, but you just had a lot of hair then. It was pretty funny. Looking at those pictures. If you want to see Bob's pictures, go to my Facebook because you can find them there. It's really easy. All right. So you have a lot of knowledge when it comes to Iran. How about this Iran bill passing the committee unanimously? I mean, they did say, you know, on the Hill, they said all the way around that it would probably pass through everything. Is it going to really funnel through everything?
Well, the House has been amazingly silent on this. John Boehner, the Republican Speaker, has barely said anything. And I think it's because they're counting votes. I mean, they have to have a veto-proof House also. I think they've got maybe a veto-proof Senate. They have to have that House veto-proof. If the bill doesn't make it to the president, he vetoes it. If they do happen to override him, then the deal is dead. And all the president is saying is, you know, give me 60 days. You've waited this long. Give me two more months. It's the best deal on the block because it's an uncompleted deal. I mean, the Congress is trying to bypass this legislation. Let's make it crystal clear. It will kill any form of a deal, period. So why not wait 60 days? And then if the president comes out with a bad deal, they can vote all day long. But they've made their move. And it puts Schumer into a box because he has a constituency that, you know, he's trying to satisfy there. But I don't know about the House. It's yet to play out.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
You know, they might have a problem to deliver.
Yeah. Speaking of Boehner, he's looking for a bigger role for U.S. troops in this whole ISIS thing. You think he's going to get that, get any kind of a movement going for boots on the ground, a little bit more involvement?
I think what you're seeing here, because I've known John Boehner 30 years, he doesn't do something because he cares about it. He does something for a political move or a fundraising tool. That's just the way he operates. That's an open, secret in D.C. And I think on this one, he's trying to, knowing the president's not going to say boots on the ground, but he's trying to build that whole momentum for 2016 that, it's the Republicans that can be tough. But if we actually did go boots on the ground right now, it would be one of the largest disasters in the last 60 years.
Mm.
We would be going into and doing what? I mean, by ourselves?
Yeah.
Or would we fight with the side by side with the Iranians with Boehner like that? Because they're helping keep Iraq alive, the government of Iraq. So I think it's just strategy for, him trying to do his part to make the Republicans look like the real tough people when it comes to taking care of the terrorists,
Yeah, so I agree with you. All right, Bob Nagy, Talk Radio News, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. In Iowa, and one of the things that she said, she had a discussion, she's saying that she is the champion for struggling Americans, and she's calling, this was the main tenet, I think, of what she was trying to get across, that she is calling for a purging of unaccountable money from the campaign finance system. This is the quote you can take from the community college where she was speaking. She said, I think it's fair to say that as you look across the country, the deck is still stacked in favor of those already at the top. There's something wrong with that. So it's about the middle class, if that's what it is. She says there's dysfunctional government, and she's talking about that at length, or did at least in her opening to her campaign after she announced that on Sunday. So she's going to go to small events like community college meetings and leave the bigger rallies, I guess, for later. So after this, she's going to hit some other towns. She visited a coffee shop in Mississippi, and she's kind of weaving her way throughout that. This is like Iowa and then Mississippi, and like she did before, a little bit in the beginning of her campaign. But she's trying to, I guess, rock and roll over a disappointing third finish, of course, in the caucuses back in 2008. So whatever the strategy was, you heard Bob Nay say, he thinks it's working. I think the announcement didn't work. I thought that it was disappointing. And if you were a huge Hillary fan, I don't know, I would think throwing back and going back into the past isn't the way to go. She's got baggage she has to contend with, a lot of baggage that she has to answer for. And so the tactics and how they're using this trip through Iowa and then on to these other states, I just don't get it. I understand what he's saying, make it simplistic, don't go big. But boy, there's still so much to attach to the Clintons. And I think foreign policy is not going to be, they're going to be able to attack her foreign policy and a few other things. And then look, she talks about money, but then look at George Soros. I mean, Soros, Koch brothers, one evil for the other evil, I'm just saying. All right, we've just scratched the surface. Much more to come. I'm going to hop over the fence and I'll meet you on the other side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. choices, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
No attorneys to plead my case. No OS to send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I stir my eyes down. I'm in trouble.
Yeah, could you be in trouble? Tax day. How busy are you frantically filling out your taxes? Ha ha ha. Kay Delaney, America Tonight. Yeah, the tax man has his hand out, doesn't he? I've said this so many times, I don't understand it. And listen, I had friends and family that worked for the IRS, smart people working for the IRS, not in the auditing section and other departments, but I would do away with the three dreaded letters. There's no question. I've said from the very beginning, day one, when I signed on to this show, it's about a flat tax for me. I know some people like a fair tax. There's so many other versions of what we could be doing. Regardless, this is the way we rock and roll right now. So what's interesting is the Republicans in the House are actually kind of recognizing tax day by going after the IRS. So John Boehner listed the bills on his website, and I went to look at some of them. He's calling them Taxpayer Bill of Rights. And among the things that the bills would do, he's talking about the right to appeal and to challenge and be heard, saying that that's what some of these bills would do. That if you're targeting groups or individuals for political reasons, that's a firing offense. You have to have an impartial review when applications for tax-exempt status are denied. Boy, this goes back years, doesn't it? Goes back for a long way. That goes back to that Cincinnati office and so many of the groups that were denied and should have been denied and then kicked up a firestorm for sure. And then the other thing is that you know, stop delays of groups that want this status, equal treatment of gifts to charitable organizations. Now, that's a big one. If you remember, just a couple of days ago, we had David Selig on the show, and he talked about the biggest red flag when you're doing your taxes is charity. And the number wasn't very big. He said if, you know, you're under $250, then no worries. But you start to get over $250, you better have documentation to put with everything, because that's one of the ways you can be audited, even if you're not making a whole bunch of money, but you gave $1,000 to charity. A lot of people that don't make a lot of money are extremely charitable, and this certainly dissuades that. So the bills have gotten, of course, some bipartisan support. That kind of makes sense to me, because who doesn't want to turn around the charitable thing, right? Personal information, stop delays of the groups with the tax-exempt status because they were pushed aside. Remember Lois Lerner? I will never forget her name. I must have said it on the show 1,000 times because that Cincinnati office goes back to Lois Lerner. And the emails, where are the emails? Tell us where they are. And that's too bad for the charities. The charities and the groups for the tax-exempt status. Because there's no question, it doesn't matter if you are flaming on fire left of left or the rightest right you can be. I really think that when we all look at that story, at least a big chunk of those groups, they were absolutely targeted. They were absolutely targeted. And there was evidence, so much evidence to that fact, as their applications were thrown aside on purpose. And there never was a clear-cut answer. See, no one ever gets punished when they mess up. So the fireable offense thing, I like that. I like that. Because that should have happened there. I mean, you know, she goes away, comes back, testifies, the whole thing. But what about other people in the IRS? There had to be other people aware, and there had to be other people that were complicit. So it's, you know, ridiculous. In the meantime, something else to throw into the mix, since we're at the foot of Congress. Congress also okayed, so when you hear that there's no bipartisan cooperation, Congress also okayed a bill changing doctors' Medicare fees. I mean, this has been another point of contention for a long time. What's going to happen with the fees? So now they permanently overhaul how Medicare pays doctors and got massive approval. I mean, Congress was united all the way across pretty much the board on this one. Because this has been dogging doctors for years. So they added, or they headed off, a 21% cut in doctors' Medicare fees that would have hit hard. So the government planned to start processing docs' claims reflecting the reduction, right? So think about a 21% cut. And then what is the incentive to take Medicare? Then people start to call around, oh, I can't take Medicare, I can't take Medicare. And then you have a whole group of people, especially when baby boomers are going to be right now really are the biggest generation out there. So you got, you know, children that rely on, from low-income families that rely on extra money they need. So the bill also pumps in some money there for community health centers, that kind of stuff. So bipartisan. There's another bipartisan measure. Not a big deal. The Senate approved it easy peasy, 92-8. In less than 3 weeks, the House passed it, 392-37. So, you know, conservatives weren't completely happy that two-thirds of the bill's $214 billion, the 10-year costs, were financed by making federal deficits bigger. But, you know, they are working together. They're trying to compromise. And you know what? Good for Mitch McConnell for saying that. I'm going to keep score. On the tote board so far, I've got 5 bipartisan measures. And no bill is ever going to glide through and be right. Never. Never. But had massive appeal, massive bipartisan appeal. And of course it did. Because you can't cut those doctors out. You chop 21% out. Are you kidding me? Oh, the cuts in reimbursements to doctors, and doctors were threatening to stop treating the people who were on Medicare. I mean, Congress has had to be the deflector. They've blocked 17 reductions since 2003. 17 reductions. I think it's good. You couldn't have that cut. Couldn't have it. I mean, look, John Boehner was part of the compromise with Pelosi, warning senators of doctors' cuts and the futility of trying to amend a bill. We don't like what's stuffed into it, and that's the tricky thing. That's part of the magic wandness of how we make our laws in this country, which is crazy, attaching the amendments to something that's very serious and often delays legislation that leads to some catastrophic things for the regular people out there. And the only reason why is because some ridiculous thing was attached to it that had nothing to do with whatever the bill it was itself. They should cut down even more on those amendments. I mean, you got to have some amendments, but burying an amendment that nobody will agree to on an important piece of legislation that needs to become a law has really, really messed up a lot of people and different issues over the years. I mean, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I mean, we know you go from Medicaid to Medicare. We know there's problems, massive problems in the system. But when people consistently can't go to the doctor that they want to go to, I think that's scary. I mean, I still grew up where we had Dr. Anderson. We knew who he was. He was the family doctor. He treated my great-grandmother, my grandmother, my mother, everyone. Until I went to school, I went all the way through with Dr. Anderson. So he knew about my history. It's so tough when you have something happen to you and you leap from doctor to doctor, from specialist to specialist, let alone navigating the healthcare system itself, the insurance part of it, while you're sick. And desperately trying to find, you know, whatever the answer is. Because you're so frustrated, you just want to be cured. But you're dealing with the runoff of the brutal insurance complications that we go through. I've told this story a bunch of times when I had strep throat and I was so sick in the winter. Going to the doctors, going to an urgent care center, and I was so stunned by the massive amounts of a la carte questions they asked me. I thought, boy, if I pass out and smash my head on the ground here, I hope someone treats me. I mean, I have insurance. I have solid insurance. But they told me this is what we have to do with everyone, anyone who comes in the door. Got to make sure they know everything that they sign up for, what it costs. And it's like, wow. It's like I'm going out to a restaurant. Only it's not very fun. That's what I told the person behind the desk. Trust me, that's not going to be fixed overnight. Would you believe that's next on America Tonight?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Would You Rather, here on America Tonight. And I know that in Minneapolis, they are huge fans of this segment. In fact, we didn't even have to give them the requisite Red Bull to get them excited. I believe they are up and down, clapping out loud, excited for Would You Believe. Is that right? Is that audience excited there in Minneapolis? The live studio audience? I thought they had a clap in them. They must not. I don't know. Woohoo! I have a clap. All right, so how about this? Here is the Would You Believe. Here's one of them anyway. An NBC executive is very worried that suspended news anchor Brian Williams could go to work for another network if they decide to fire him after he admitted to embellishing stories on the air. So whoever this executive is, they talked to the Washington Post and they said, you know, he's enormously talented. He has skills other people don't have. So can we really get rid of him? If we do, what if he shows up somewhere else on another network? Because they're trying to decide what to do, and that decision will have to be made soon. He was suspended for 6 months without pay in February after admitting that he made up some stories. His salary is like $13 million a year. He blamed the mistakes on the fog of memory, if you remember. I don't think he ends up back on NBC. But what's really sad is Lester Holt gets thrown into that position, and ABC just beat NBC in the ratings. So the ratings have fallen behind World News Tonight, and before they were pounding them. With him not there, there's been a difference, but part of that is, I think, because of what happened. So you can only imagine Tom Brokaw, who is the patron saint of NBC, must be beside himself while all this is happening. Then there was all kinds of news that Williams was really wanted to do a late night comedy show when he was at NBC, but they turned him down. He wanted to take over Jay Leno's spot at the Tonight Show. So, you know, the report killed him, though, when he had when it was the story of him supposedly being the helicopter he was in being shot, you know, being shot at in the helicopter, and that wasn't right. An RPG hit the helicopter, and somehow we managed to land it. And that's what started the whole thing. That's what tanked Brian Williams. So, I mean, I don't know. They say he's enormously talented. Give me a break. For lying? I mean, he lied. He gets a huge, fat salary, $13 million. I mean, unbelievable. Unfreaking believable to me. It is. I mean, what's happened to good journalism? So I don't blame Tom Brokaw for going, if it's true, if he's going a little nutty and trying to tell them, you can't do this and you can't do that, because he sees it. It's destroying the Peacock network. For whatever's left, you know, I mean, come on, you can't say you don't know an RPG went through the helicopter and, oh, my memory's a little foggy, and then he was foggy about some other things. So I think they should just ditch him, and if he ends up someplace else, he must have a non-compete clause. So for a while, he couldn't jump back on the tube anyway. So I don't think that necessarily happens, that right away he ends up someplace else. And maybe somebody does pick him up. But pick him up for what? Doing a comedy show? I can't imagine. It wouldn't be a straight news guy. That doesn't make any sense. Something else that doesn't make any sense, something that's still so unbelievable to me, is that you've got these people in Atlanta who had this wild scheme about gaming the system and had a massive, massive year after year scam of cheating going on, so that the tests scores would be high and they would get more money. They would get, you know, they would get promoted. The school would get more money. They had to make sure that kids passed and did well. So you had two public school educators who have to serve 7 years in prison. Prison. It is like a prison. A prism of prison. So can you imagine that? And, another one was convicted of racketeering and ordered by a judge to serve 6 months of weekends in jail and 5 years of probation, although that's not as bad as the others that have to do 7 years. The judge sentenced the two who were leaders in the whole scandal to those sentences, saying that they have to serve the seven. Have to serve the seven. You know, they had talked about considering plea deals so it would limit the prison time in exchange for them taking responsibility. But because they really were the ones that led the cheating. And it was so rampant, it was so ridiculous that you have to go back to 2009. All kinds of problems. So these standardized tests, because they have high stakes attached, it goes to show you the whole thing of the standardized tests. I mean, 35 teachers, a former superintendent, 12 going on trial for the charges, 11 convicted. Wow. Wow. And then to that end, these teachers, administrators get cash bonuses, promotions, principals, same thing. What does that do for those kids? What does it show those kids who are learning nothing, by the way, if they're being pushed along, coddled for the sake of the scores? And, you know, you could say, well, part of that is the system, because it encourages that since there's so much pressure to do well. But it's also
personally, they're doing well. So they were greedy. They wanted the fat cash is what they wanted. And who cares about the kids and what they think? And that's what it amounts to. It amounts to that pretty much, the whole thing in a nutshell. It's stunning. I mean, I think it's just absolutely stunning. Especially that it took this long to unravel it, because they knew something. You know, these test people aren't stupid. They see test after test after test. They knew something wasn't right. Clearly, the scores didn't jump the way they were showing tutors. It's just not what happens. There's just no way. And how about this? How about the millionaire Robert Durst pleading not guilty to the federal charge? Remember his whole thing? He did that HBO series. And then when he was still mic'd up, said he did it. So he said not guilty to the latest thing that's, you know, following him, a charge of possessing a gun after a felony conviction. So he's got a trial date set for June, for the tail end of June. And they're adding all kinds of people on his defense team. OJ had the dream team. He's got the dream team part two, including David Chesnoff, who represented Vince Neil and Mike Tyson, Martha Stewart. So he's going to be somebody that's going to be in the courtroom for him. And it's very strange. I mean, this guy was filthy rich. Filthy rich. He is a member of the family that operates One World Trade Center. So he's got all kinds of things. He's got a murder charge in California, two weapons charges in Louisiana, one for having a .38 caliber revolver after the felony conviction, and one for having a gun with an illegal drug, 5 ounces of pot. And, it's like a laundry list. But the key thing is the death of 55-year-old Susan Berman, who was a longtime friend. And supposedly, why would he kill her? Because she was going to talk to investigators about the disappearance of his first wife in 1982. So she was killed in 2000. Then you look at the wife situation. I mean, and who knows what else? So where is he right now? No bail, state prison in New Orleans. He's actually where a mental ward is located, because they think he's a suicide risk. I think they're just going to nail him to the wall. The jinx was him by putting himself on HBO. And, you know, all that they went through and exposing all that, and then him off camera or off mic saying that, of course, he did it. I mean, what does he think? And I think he did that on purpose. Regardless, they're going to nail him. Whatever days he has left, I can't imagine that he's going to be outside of a prison anywhere. I don't think so. Coming up on America Tonight, you know, it's about the numbers. By the way, you can always punch these numbers in to be a part of the show. Hillary Clinton, still, is it a stroke of brilliance or is the biggest blunder ever in the road to trying to become president? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Clinton talking about a whole bunch of cash going in the wrong direction. That's kind of now the theme. She's obviously going to drive home, I'm like the everyday person kind of thing. I relate to you. So she's pulling it down a notch, going to Chipotle and hanging out at a community college, keeping it as low key as possible. And she wants to purge unaccountable money in politics. But the problem with that is that unaccountable money, some of that was used to help her in 2008, probably during the Senate campaign, too, in New York. And certainly for that big push, like I said, when she went after the presidency. So who was funding what then? Who was funding all of that? I can't imagine that was all completely, you know, this unaccountable money from the finances. And that's the problem, because it is a ruse, but it's been a ruse for a very long time. It is. She says this is one of her big pushes. Mm-mm. Hang with us.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We can count. I always say it's about the numbers, and boy, we have plenty of numbers for you, without a doubt. Just look at politics, but politics and what's happening in your backyard. There's a whole bunch of places that we're going to take you in this jam-packed segment, so let's jump on it right now. Two New York City cops were assaulted Tuesday. What happened? This was a big protest. This was after about 100 people, they say, give or take, protesters were part of an anti-police brutality demonstration. They mobbed the Brooklyn Bridge. That's a shame. Mayor Bill de Blasio says violence or threats of violence against the cops are unacceptable and will not be tolerated. These attacks will be thoroughly investigated and we will urge the full prosecution of the perpetrators. So this is what the deal is. The people marched toward NYPD headquarters in Lower Manhattan. Then about 100 flew onto the bridge, you know, just basically stopped up traffic during rush hour. It was a nightmare. So you had police on the Manhattan and Brooklyn side of the bridge, slamming some of the people to the ground before they had to tie up their hands with zip ties and loading them into the vans. About a dozen people were arrested, and I saw some shots from it. Boy, it was nasty. I mean, it was pretty nasty. And most of this was over the protest. The demonstration was the recent fatal police encounter, but not in New York, with an unarmed black man, the shooting by a police officer of Walter Scott from North Charleston, South Carolina, which happened back on April 4th. There was a cell phone video that started to surface that showed the police officer, Michael Slager, firing 8 shots when he ran away. And Slager was fired from the department, of course, and charged with murder. But there have been other rallies over that and other things, too, in Oakland and San Francisco and whatnot. But this one on the Brooklyn Bridge was pretty, it was pretty bad, for sure. Because of what they knew they were going to create that mayhem with the traffic. And, you know, it's not a giant bridge. It appears to be when you see it, but when you're talking about driving over it, you can see how that would be incredibly tough. And then you start to push on one end, you push on the other, and of course you're going to have arrests, and you're going to have some pretty big, big problems. How about this about Governor Chris Christie? Everybody's waiting with bated breath for him to enter on the Republican side of things in the race for president. But Governor Chris Christie didn't report as income or pay taxes on $380,000 in expense allowances he got from the state. There's a Jersey watchdog examination of all the Treasury info, and they nailed the governor's tax returns. So he didn't clear the allowances on the joint returns. He and his wife, Mary Pat, avoided about $152,000 in federal income taxes over 4 years. He's not commenting on any of this, naturally. So he gets $175,000 a year salary-wise. He gets $95,000 a year in an expense account. And it's the state budget, they describe it as an allowance to the governor of funds not appropriated for official reception on behalf of the state. Bunch of gobbledygook. But he's supposed to have receipts and all that other kind of stuff, all that information. So he didn't declare all that. So there's a problem. That you go back to 2010, 11, 12, 13, but it doesn't matter. You can still run for office and nobody's going to be worried about it. It's kind of like when Tim Geithner becomes our Secretary of the Treasury, but he had problems with his taxes. He owed on the taxes. It's like, are you kidding me? He's running the Treasury? In any other organization, would you pick someone to run the Treasury that was having problems, serious financial problems, like, I guess I just made too much money. I don't know. I don't remember what it is. Just tell me what I have to pay, and I'll just write the check. I think maybe it's about that. But in the case of the governor, then he's poor. He's poor at filling out tax returns. Doesn't he have an accountant? I mean, give me a break. California's marijuana farmers made our list for We Can Count. They are kind of in that weird gray area. You know, it's been 18 years since the state became one of the first to allow the people there to use pot for medical purposes. Now, some of the cannabis growers are coming out of the shadows to make their voices be part of the conversation because of the possibility of legalization across the board. So pot growers are becoming lobbyists. They see the opening, they see what's going on in Colorado, and the push is on for California. There's hearings, there's all kinds of things on this to get permits, and you know, they have to have permits and environmental inspections is what they're saying and all that kind of stuff. But the feeling is that they will eventually be able to, it will be legalized for recreational use in the state. But isn't it interesting that Colorado gets it and Washington gets it and California, no, not so much. And think of all the growing that goes on in California. How much is happening there on that side of the action. So I suppose if it were legalized, there'd be some jobs. You got Colorado, Oregon, and Washington State. That's where marijuana is legalized for rec use by adults, and pot growers are chiming in voices all over the place. There's business groups that are fighting for it, and pretty interesting to see if California becomes the next. I'm not so sure, because it just seems like, okay, if you think California is an extremely liberal state, but there is a bent in California that is not. And so maybe that's enough to, enough to override the wishes of some others. At least you think Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio are like Rock'em Sock'em robots. They're not going after each other and trying to tear each other's heads off. In fact, the former Florida governor said on Tuesday he wouldn't criticize his buddy Rubio, though the two men probably will go head-to-head for the presidential nomination. There's a good chance of that. They're high on the list. And Bush said, you know, I'm his friend and he's mine. I'm never going to disparage him. I admire him. I admire him a lot. And I'm not surprised. That's the way to play that. And they do know each other well. They do. So good for Jeb Bush. Your number there, by the way, is two. The two men not trashing each other. I mean, even Bush was asked about a whole bunch of other people, and including Ohio Governor John Kasich, and who's a two-term Republican who was thinking about running for president and is visiting South Carolina and New Hampshire, and he didn't have nasty things to say about him either. I mean, it doesn't really do Jeb any good if he's going to be quizzed about every single person who's in the race already or who's thinking of getting in, to get an opinion on them. I mean, what's he gonna say? That's the tough thing. Really, do you want to attack your teammates? That's why I think they should limit the amount of debates they do, because that's not very helpful. Well, see, on the Hillary side of things, she's the only one, so everybody can bombard her, but she doesn't have to be asked these questions over and over again about the other people who are running against her. I think, however, somewhere there will be a few other candidates, but nothing like what the Republicans have going on. And they're not done yet. There's still many more that could jump into the fray sooner rather than later. I mean, let's put it that way. And how about this? We're going to toss it out with this one. A statistic: US CEO pay rose nearly 13% in 2014. That's a pretty nice jump. Most people, if they get raises, are getting really like 2 or 3%. The median pay for CEOs in the Connecticut area rose the most. You want to hear this number? 38.7%. San Francisco, pay increase 19.5%. Washington, D.C., this is for all CEOs, 15.4%. Want to compare that to the pot state, Denver? CEO pay in Denver, just 2.3%. Whoa, yowza. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.